at a winter weather school in Tiberias Thursday, approximately 40 citrus and blueberry growers and other farmers learn about cold weather crop and tree survival, including the use of internet tools that can help them use cold protection methods more efficiently and effectively. A couple of speakers note that citrus growers are increasingly using their smartphones and other mobile internet access devices to obtain information about weather and cold protection while they're in the grove. Rick Lesher, director of the Florida Automated Weather Network, or FAWN, noted that FAWN has made changes that enable growers to read weather information more easily on their small-screened phones. One key feature of FAWN is a cold protection toolkit that helps growers determine whether to irrigate for cold protection, when to do so, and when to turn irrigation off. Additionally, now retired Extension agent John Jackson, who was instrumental to FAWN's inauguration in the 1990s, provided some tips for using irrigation for cold protection. Jackson pointed out that deciding whether to run irrigation or not on a cold night is seldom an easy decision because it's normally not so cold that taking cold protection measures is a no-brainer. Speaker David Zeardon, Florida's state climatologist, reported that neither an El Niño nor a La Niña weather pattern dominate weather conditions this year, meaning that we're in a neutral pattern, so this winter's temperatures could be either warmer or colder than normal. He also noted that virtually all of Florida's historical impact freezes have come during a neutral phase like the one now in place. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.